Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Sunday, October 17th, and happy birthday to rapper Eminem, who's 49 years old today. Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just demonstrating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. I'm Chris Swan, and here are your top stories brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Preliminary results show that a Gwinnett police recruit died from hypertensive heart disease. A Lawrenceville man has become the first drug dealer in Gwinnett to be convicted and sentenced on murder charges for selling drugs that caused someone to die from an overdose. The Good Samaritan Health Center has opened an infectious disease care center in Norcross. After a one-year COVID delay, Norcross is preparing to celebrate the city's 150th anniversary. Lilburn's Lenita Carey has been honored as the Georgia Pre-K Teacher of the Year for private centers. And finally, Lawrenceville and the Aurora Theater are set to hold a three-day grand opening for the city's Performing Arts Center.
Buckle up.
What's that?
Another shortage.
What now?
People.
R.S. Andrews people.
Oh.
While some companies hunt for techs and plumbers,
we believe in finding people.
R.S. Andrews people.
Personable people.
Gotta care about their work.
Sure.
Fastidious fellas.
But friendly.
That'd be nice.
It's how they work.
It's who they are.
Personable, professional people.
Precisely.
Hard to say.
Harder finding them.
I'll bet.
Because we're picky.
Only personable professionals need apply.
Background check.
Clean driving records.
Good pay. Benefits.
Better than most.
Better how?
Better like a six-figure opportunity.
And signing bonuses.
Solid support.
R.S. Andrews takes care of our people.
Promises kept. Zero baloney.
Good people come, stay, and grow.
Plumbers, heating and air techs, electricians.
Personable professionals.
People you'd welcome in your home.
R.S. Andrews people.
We're personable. Professionals prosper.
I like that.
So do people working here.
He's Darn.
He's Ben.
We're RSAndrews.com.
A Gwinnett police recruit who died after experiencing a medical emergency during training last week had an existing heart condition that may have caused his death. Dr. Carol Terry said there are still some tests that her office is awaiting results on, so a final report on the cause of the death for the police recruit, 41-year-old Ronald Donat, may not be ready for a month. The early results point to an enlarged heart being a contributing factor. Mr. Donat, who was a resident of Stockbridge, began experiencing medical issues during a physical training course at about 6:45 a.m. on Tuesday. He had just completed a pull-up portion of the training when he became lethargic and started to have issues. He later died at a local hospital. It was his second day at the Gwinnett Police Training Academy.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs, okay?
A Lawrenceville man has become the first drug dealer in Gwinnett to be convicted and sentenced on murder charges for selling drugs that caused someone to die from an overdose. 35-year-old Eric Denver Moore pled guilty to charges that he sold heroin laced with fentanyl to Grayson resident Alan Moser in July 2019. Mr. Moser died due to the lethal combination of the drugs. District Attorney Patsy Austin Gatson said Mr. Moore's guilty plea, which resulted in him being sentenced to life with the first 30 years to serve in prison, is a major step in the fight against opioid use in Gwinnett County. He was arrested January 16, 2020 on charges of felony murder, trafficking in morphine, opium or heroin, possession of methamphetamine, possession of a Schedule 1 controlled substance, possession of a Schedule 2 controlled substance, and possession and use of drug-related objects. Mr. Moore pled guilty to most of the charges prior to jury selection beginning, leaving him to go on trial for murder. As jury selection was underway, however, he pled guilty to the murder charges as well.
When you think about your overall health and well-being, there's so many facets that are important to achieve genuine health. There's the medical, the dental, the mental health, social, the spiritual, nutritional, and educational components. And that's one thing we're trying to strive to create here at the Good Samaritan Health Center as a complete circle of health, where we can address every potential health need that a patient has.
Good Samaritan Health Centers of Gwinnett, a nonprofit clinic serving poor and uninsured individuals in Metro Atlanta, recently opened a new special care center for patients with COVID-19 and other highly communicable infectious diseases. The Screening and Prevention Annex, a 500-square-foot addition located on Buford Highway in Norcross, opened to the public on October 11th. The COVID-19 pandemic presented a challenge to primary healthcare centers across Georgia who needed to care for symptomatic patients while protecting their staff and patients from infection. Good Samaritan Gwinnett's temporary solution was to set up a tent outdoors so that patients with COVID-like symptoms could be seen while providers wore personal protective equipment. However, the temporary tent solution required tedious planning and weathering the elements, rain or shine. Now, thanks to a grant from Gwinnett County's Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security, or CARES Act, which distributes COVID-19 stimulus money the county received from the federal government, providers can now see these patients indoors and administer COVID-19 and flu tests and vaccines. The Gwinnett Justice and Administration Center was evacuated Friday afternoon after concerns were raised about a potential hazmat situation at the courthouse. Community reporter J.P. Edwards has the story.
Employees in the clerk of court's office reported to officials that their eyes began burning after opening a package. Firefighters responded to a 911 call about the issue, and sheriff's deputies were already evacuating the building when the firefighters arrived. The hazmat team was able to determine that the package contained a dextrose-based substance considered to be non-hazardous. Once this information was confirmed and no other potential threats existed, employees were allowed to go back into the building. For more on this story, visit GwinnettDailyPost.com. For the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, I'm J.P. Edwards.
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy of Peggy Slappy Properties, wishing everyone a great school year this year. Last year was quite disruptive. Our living rooms doubled as classrooms, and this left many folks in Gwinnett looking for more space. If this has happened to you and you're considering buying or selling a home, call the team at Peggy Slappy Properties. When you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you're not choosing a realtor, you're choosing a team. From your home search to obtaining financing to finalizing the home becoming yours with McMichael and Gray, our closing attorneys. Remember, find us online anytime at psponline.com.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial, hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation, dial 678-ESOG now.
Happy birthday!
Norcross is preparing to hold a festival next weekend to belatedly celebrate the 150th anniversary of the town's founding, or technically, 150 plus 1 years, as the city's calling it. Officially, 2020 marked the 150th anniversary of the founding of Norcross, but, well, the COVID-19 pandemic has been going on, and Gwinnett County still had high numbers of cases a year ago. That made large gatherings, such as a citywide birthday party, impossible at the time. The celebration will take place from 4 until 10 p.m. on October 23rd at Lillian Webb Park, and the city has picked baseball as the celebration's theme. The sports-related theme is a nod to Norcross's history with baseball, including once having its own team, the Norcross Nuggets, as well as producing 4 professional baseball players and being the site where Rory Carlisle hit a 618-foot home run that set a Guinness World Record. The event will also include food trucks and vendors on the upper level of Lillian Webb Park. There will also be a kids zone that includes inflatable baseball games, bounce houses, face painting, and stilt walkers, among other activities. The Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning recently named its Georgia Pre-K Teachers of the Year for the 2021-2022 school year, with Lenita Carey from Jackson Creek Elementary in Lilburn earning top honors for private centers. The public school winner was Stephanie Currington from King's Chapel Elementary School in Perry. As Pre-K Teachers of the Year, Ms. Currington and Ms. Carey each received $3,000 for themselves, $2,000 for a classroom makeover and supplies, and $2,500 to cover costs while they were out of the classroom representing Georgia's Pre-K program. Winners serve as ambassadors for Georgia's Pre-K program by public speaking, representing the program at various meetings, and modeling effective classroom practices. The winners were selected from 6 semifinalists who each received a classroom observation by a DeKalb Pre-K specialist. Each finalist submitted a small group video scored by outside judges, had a classroom observation, and faced a panel for an in-office personal interview. Congratulations, Ms. Carey.
The Gold Over America Tour, starring Simone Biles, is coming to the Gas South Arena on October 26th, and we've got tickets for you. You can win tickets just by calling 404-997-8655. This is your chance to win 6 tickets to see the Gold Over America Tour starring Simone Biles at the Gas South Arena. All you have to do is call 404-997-8655 to win.
After a couple of years of construction and a lot of hype, the Lawrenceville Performing Arts Center is days away from opening to the public. The Performing Arts Center, which is a de facto expansion of the Aurora Theater since that organization is contracted to operate the facility, will host its Million Dreams Grand Opening Celebration from October 22nd until October 24th. The opening weekend will be split into two options for residents, a VIP experience, and general public tours. The Lawrenceville Performing Arts Center costs $35 million to build, with the Aurora committed to paying $5 million. For more information, visit GwinnettDailyPost.com.
Hello, I'm Rodney Skelthorpe, and I own A1 Tires & More in Lawrenceville. Don't break down on 316 on your way to a game. Come get your car checked out at A1 Tires & More.
Can you imagine how embarrassing it would be to be on the side of the road and miss kickoff? Get to A1 Tires & More before you head out. Tune-ups, oil changes, fluid checks, whatever you need.
All of our work at A1 Tires & More is guaranteed. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com or give us a call at 770-963-8333. Remember, at A1 Tires & More, we're more than just tires. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden, and Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.